Unit 1. Confucius. Confucius, one of the world's greatest philosophers, was born in 551 BC and grew up during China's Warring States period. Saddened by the nation's state of chaos and violence, Confucius decided to dedicate his life to spreading his ideas of love and peace. Although his beliefs were widely ignored at the time, they eventually earned recognition as a philosophy called Confucianism, with the most fundamental notion of his teachings being Zen or humanism. Confucius explained humanism best when he said, "Never impose on others what you would not choose for yourself." This was the same way he expected leaders, whom he held responsible for bringing peace to a nation, to govern their people. According to Confucius, the best leaders learn to rule themselves before trying to rule others. Everyone, he said, would follow a moral king without question. However, no one would listen to an immoral king, even if he gave orders. In short, Confucius taught that great leaders did not demand respect, but earned it by setting a good example. Filial piety was another integral part of Confucius's philosophy. It is the idea that one must treat one's elders and ancestors with the utmost respect at all times. Confucius expected children to follow their parents' orders as if they were abiding by the laws of their king, to take care of them dutifully, and to honor their memory after death. He also taught that this type of hierarchical relationship applied to the bonds between rulers and subjects, husbands and wives, elder siblings and younger siblings, and among friends. When these relationships were respected, Confucius said that society functioned best. Another significant idea that came from Confucius was the importance of education for everyone. He urged people to devote their lives to learning, even if they were naturally very smart. At the same time, Confucius did not think that people really learn just from studying books. He defined learning as a balance between studying and reflecting. He instructed his students to study hard and then think deeply about the material. Such an education, he said, would improve their lives and relationships and, in turn, strengthen the state and bring peace to the nation. By the end of his life, Confucius had taught more than 3,000 students without having written down a word of his teachings. Wanting to pass down his ideas, his disciples spent many years compiling the Analects of Confucius, an anthology of Confucius's ideas. The book was a successful tool for spreading the principles of Confucianism throughout China. Confucius's philosophy laid down the working rules and ethical guidelines for traditional Chinese society and even went on to influence East Asia and the rest of the world.